I'm standing in front of Der Spiegel Washington Bureau outside of the National Press Club. The magazine published some very astonishing photos of U.S. soldiers and Afghan civilians. That actual magazine hasn't been released to the public yet. This is actually an older copy. But U.S. military officials are concerned about when that magazine finally hits the newsstands. That's because the pictures show U.S. soldiers posing with what looks like dead Afghan men. One soldier holds the bleeding man's head up, and then in another picture, a soldier is smiling. In a third picture, two men are tied together who appear to have been shot at, slumped up against a post.
They're really horrible pictures, and they show the soldiers as very brutal people, even if they weren't civilians, to be treating another dead body of a human being in this way.
Paul Wolf, an attorney who's worked on human rights cases, discussed why these pictures tell a much larger story.
They're concerned about the morale of the U.S. Army. They're concerned about public support for the war, which is their business to prosecute. And they're concerned about any kind of encouragement this might give to the insurgent forces in Afghanistan.
And these pictures are connected to an earlier incident. Two of the soldiers in these pictures, Specialist Jeremy Morlock and Private First Class Andrew Holmes, are part of a group of soldiers that already face murder charges for allegedly blowing up and randomly shooting at Afghan civilians before collecting their fingers as trophies. The pictures bring back memories of Abu Ghraib prison, but on a much darker note. They show the ugliness of war that's often shielded from the public.
It's indicative of what is happening day in and day out in Afghanistan, where Afghan people are being murdered by occupation forces.
Trial for the two soldiers is being held in Washington state. Morlock's court-martial is scheduled for Wednesday. Holmes's court-martial has not been publicly announced. Der Spiegel published the pictures over the weekend, but they probably won't reach the American public until Tuesday. Army officials apologized for the pictures, calling them repugnant, and said that the soldiers' actions are contrary to Army values. They haven't released any further statements. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.